I'm Brandon.
What it do? What it do? What it do? Full court pressure. I'm just going for the tour.
And this is the King Mean Pod. You can catch us on every Thursday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow us. We also have a Facebook group called Men Raising the Standards and Instagram at KingMean_podcast. Make sure you tap in with that. We post when we have seminars, dad tips, and workout links. All the things that men need to stay active. My brother.
What's happening now?
Hey, we missed you yesterday, man. Man, Velt. You know.
Oh, yeah, talking about for the workout.
Yeah. He was MIA. He must be had something going on.
You know, I mean, I'm a businessman, you know. Let me handle my business, damn.
So what you had going on?
Nah, but I had got invited to this wedding yesterday, so, you know, I had to be there at a certain time. I had to get the fit together. I had to do this, that, and the third. Talk about it, my brother.
Well, you've been going to two weddings back-to-back.
Yeah, I went to one last weekend and this weekend right here, you know. I mean, because last weekend, little cuz, he got married, so, you know, I had to slide through there on him. And this weekend right here, I kind of got invited to this right here. And they told me a while back, like, yo, I want you to come to this wedding. People get married, yada, yada, whoop-de-woo. I was like, shit, say no more.
I know you got the party started.
Come on, man, come on. Just know that it was an open bar.
Okay.
And I met a new bestie yesterday. And you know who that bestie was,
Mark? Who?
The bartender. The fucking bartender. Open bar.
Bartender.
Come on, you know the vibes, brother. So just know that as soon as say the ceremony was over and about time for the reception, I ain't even gave him time to like, yo, well, we about to get. I was already at the bar getting the first drink. I said, let me get that and Matter of fact, just go ahead and mix three of them shit together for me real quick. And a drop of cranberry.
Hey, wait a minute. When I had called you now, you sound like you was live now.
Listen, and that was,
you was
the,
live.
And that was at the ass end of the reception. Whatever. You know, was about to leave and everything. Because I had to step out for a minute. But yeah, by that time I was 8 shots and about 5 mixed drinks and a beer.
But hey, if you go to another wedding, I'm gonna start calling you the wedding crasher.
Actually, I think that's I kind of
wedding crasher.
You know what I'm saying? Like I at this point that fits me right now.
You know what?
That fits me pretty good right now.
I really like going to weddings though. You know what I'm saying? At first I ain't never went to one. Matter of fact, before I got married, I ain't never went to nobody wedding. That the crazy thing about that.
Then
I went to one person wedding, and that was it. But when I went to that one person wedding, I was like, boy, I had fun.
I had a whole lot of fun. Yeah, it's a good time
though.
I ain't gonna sit here and fake about that. It's definitely a good time, man. You know, everybody's out there moving and grooving and, you know, just having fun, man.
Yeah.
Especially when them spirits get to floating, Lord have mercy. Yeah. But whether it's an open bar or a cash bar, it really don't matter because people still going, you know what I'm saying, support and go there and get they drink on and everything else, man. But, you know, just meeting new people and, you know.
That's the vibe right there.
Oh, man. I mean, this dude, I was over there grooving by myself and shit like that, right? So this guy, he was over there with his old lady and shit over in the cut. And, you know, I was doing my, you know how I do. I cut up and everything. I ain't even had the sauce in me then. I ain't even had no sauce in me yet.
Oh, man. They had got the pre-sauce.
Come on. I ain't even had the sauce in me yet, man. So I was already doing my little 1-2 real quick. And he was like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, they laughing point and shit like that. So later on in the reception, I'm like, ah, man, I like your style, brother. It's that third, man. Woo, you get the party going. I said, my brother, calm down.
That boy, he will hit somebody with the car down in a minute.
Calm down. Don't get too excited. We ain't even got started yet, brother. But nah, real shit though. He was a good people though. He was good people though, man. You know, he was out there on the dance floor with his old lady and everything else, man. So, you know, It was a damn good turnout yesterday, man. You know,
shout out to the couple. Why ain't getting no invite, man?
I mean, that's a good question, but they kind of invited me, and it was just like a plus one, so I couldn't really invite somebody else.
Plus one, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wish you could have came, but, you know, I'm going to do that.
I ain't had nothing going on this weekend.
But working out with
you. Well, I work out with Velt.
Well, how did that session go? Because, you know, now I'm mad because, you know, I went to the wedding and got fat as shit, you know, ate everything on the fucking
I can kind of tell
on the buffet
bit.
Line.
No, I'm joking.
See that? There you go. There you go.
Nah,
you did one little workout yesterday. Now you damn, you know what I'm saying?
I work out with the legend.
Come on, man.
Velt, aka Busta.
Shout out to motherfucking Busta, man. Shout out to Busta.
Hey, man. Yo, that dude was unit.
Look at him. No, like I said, no homo, but boy is fixed up like a fucking action figure, dog. I'm trying to tell you, like, boy.
Real talk.
Boy, legit. I don't even think boy got no body fat, man, for real, though. But boy, he been working out his life, though. All his life, he's been working out.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, because I know him. You know what I'm talking about? I know him. He from back at the house and everything else. He went, him and my sister is classmates or whatever. You know, he always been an athlete and everything else and kept his body good and tight. You know what I'm saying? He kept it he kept it good and tight, man.
Say he a little older, like Velt, boy, he ain't real good shape, boy.
Very good shape, man. But he, like I said, he keep up with it. He, you know, in the chat the other day, he showed us a little lineup on his counter, like, you know, the stuff, the vitamins and, you know, all that other kind of stuff he take to, you know what I'm saying, maintain that perfect physique and everything else, man. And you know that, and that's a good thing, too, though, about self-care, my brother.
Yeah, self-care.
How you feel about self-care? Talk to me. How you feel about that? Like, I mean, like I said, you keep yourself up, too, now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being the age that you was, I ain't gonna tell your age now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even give you that though, cause you know what I'm saying? You take care of yourself, and you know you do your thing, my brother. You know.
You know what? I personally, self care for me, cause it can be, you know, objective towards, you know, based off the individual.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't take enough self care. I don't take self care as serious as I thought I did.
And that's bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. But go ahead, keep talking.
No, like, because the reason why I say that is because, okay, one of the things I consider self-care is getting my rest. Mm. And I don't get my rest.
I got you.
Because I'm always trying to grind, trying to make something happen.
That's true.
And
I got you.
Like, I give you a story, man. The other, you know, I've been kind of grinding, working a lot of hours, man. Mm-hmm. And so my sister last week, she had a birthday. And we went to Charlotte, me and the old lady went to Charlotte and went to this restaurant. And everything was good. Now, I ain't had no drink because the old lady be like, you know what I'm saying, just straight tripping.
Come on.
I was like, let me get, he need a lemonade.
Hold on, she said it for you.
Yeah, get him a strawberry lemonade.
Not strawberry lemonade, my boy.
Strawberry lemonade.
Come on, boy. I ain't no
bad.
Old lady, loosen up a little bit, please. Please ease up on my brother, please.
Man, she probably, I mean, she know me best now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm going to get extra because I'm extra. I get real extra loud and, you know what I'm saying, in a good way.
Okay.
But what happened was, we went to the restaurant. It was a nice little vibe in there, man. And like, I got this little Apple Watch, you know what I'm saying? Apple Watch, you know what I'm saying? It was beeping a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I was looking at it and my heart rate was steady climbing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here chilling and my heart rate was like at 150.
Come on, man.
Beats per minute, dog.
Come on, man.
And I'm sitting here like that, and that's when I kind of started to panic. So I thought I was getting ready to have a heart attack or something.
Ain't no way, boy.
Honest to God, yo.
Ain't no way.
For real. And so I told the old lady, I said, hey, call 911.
No, you
didn't. I tapped her. I said, yo, call 911. Because I was panicking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, so she was like, why you hit me? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not calling 911. I was thinking to myself afterwards. I was like, damn, if I had a heart attack, damn, I would have been dead by the time you called 911. But she told me in that moment, man, she was like, you know, she said, like, Brandon, calm down. Don't even look at your watch, calm down.
That's what it was.
So I kind of calmed down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I realized like I was having an anxiety attack. And I ain't had one of those in so long since, you know what I'm saying, when I got out of the military.
So what you got so excited about though?
I don't know. It just came on to me. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I think it contributed to me not getting no rest. Because I was doing 12 hours at my job. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even had to do that, but I was just doing it because, you know, a little extra money or whatever for a baby money. Girl, you know what I'm saying, for her birthday.
Right.
But, like, you know, like, basically, I ain't had to work them 12 hours, but I did it anyway, just being kind of greedy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just have some money, you know what I'm saying, off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's when I realized, you know what I'm saying, rest plays a whole lot of part in, you know, when you're talking about self-care.
That is true,
and,
my brother.
And it's true.
And
just being transparent, that junk function. That, you know, if a man don't get their rest,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, they can't function in other areas.
Come on,
I mean, I'm just being real.
Ahead and take it if you're going to take it now. You done brought it up. Go ahead and take it, but I'm listening.
Like, if you ain't getting your rest, man, you can't perform in, the bedroom.
Ooh.
Like that.
Come on,
but you like you almost like you feel like the Mars stars then took your power or something like that.
Come on, somebody.
You lose your mojo.
Come on. Shit. Cause boy, look at him. Boy said Mars stars then took your. What you say?
Yeah, it took all the power, yo. Like you then lost all the mojo.
Boy, go ahead with yourself, there, boy. Boy, go ahead with yourself, there, boy. But hey, yeah, you go definitely have to perform in that bedroom. You understand me? So, fellas, y'all listening, you got to get some rest. Get some rest so you can satisfy the old lady. You know what I'm talking about? Because, I ain't gonna take that far. I'm about to go somewhere.
Boy,
I'm about to go somewhere.
Wait, come on. Since you took it, come on.
We talking to what?
Yeah, we talking.
Okay. Yeah. Because y'all know. All the guys know if you ain't performing the right way, Jody Joe gonna come through the back door. You already know that shit, though, man. I mean, you know, she got to get it from somewhere, though.
Bob in the nightstand ain't gonna do it.
I mean, he could. He could.
Bob
but,
in the nightstand.
You know, but yeah, like I say, I mean, I want to take it there, but, you know, it different ways that she can go about it, too, though.
Yeah.
She ain't necessarily got to step out, you know, cut that block and everything else. But, you know, if she get tired of little buddy, you know, what you said, Bob in the nightstand?
Yeah, Bob in the nightstand.
You know what I'm saying? If she get tired of that shit, they miss. So, you know.
But yeah. Hey, real talk though, man.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Reason why I say that is because that's part of the self care too, you know what I'm saying? Resting.
I got you. That's definitely true though.
How much sleep? I remember you told me you don't get much sleep. I don't get much sleep either.
I don't, man. And
the drinking the water part too.
Yeah. What they say you're supposed to get at least about a gallon of water a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, man. So
yeah.
But do people actually know how tough it is to drink a damn gallon of water a day though? Some people it is. Now some people they could just
people can do it.
Go to that motherfucker down type shit, man.
So, nah,
I ain't never came close
to drinking a gallon of water, but I ain't never drunk a gallon of water.
It's tough, man. It's definitely like, yeah, you need to drink a gallon of water a day, you know.
You walk around pissy because you're going to the bathroom back to back.
Lord, I already pissed about every 5 seconds any damn way. Shit, man, you talking about drinking a whole gallon. Lord, have mercy, huh?
Oh, man.
But a gallon of water, it's definitely tough to drink a gallon of water in a day.
Hey, but what I get ready to say, man, so like the working out, the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
What you think men do that for? You know what I'm saying? Going back to what he was talking about, like, I know what I do it for.
Go ahead.
Like, working out, staying fit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, trying to eat right. You know what I mean? For one, I want to, you know, live long.
Yeah.
So enjoying life. But at the same time, I definitely want to perform.
Okay.
Like MJ.
Come on.
In the fourth quarter.
Come on.
With the flu game.
Come on. Not flu game. Lord.
Flu game joy.
Y'all, he took it there, y'all.
Fourth quarter.
He took it there. Go ahead.
Sweating with me. Throw me the towel. Feel like pass. For real, all jokes aside, man. Ain't that the reason why, you know, men do what they do?
I mean, yeah, that is one.
I mean,
that is one.
If not, then why we do it?
I mean, just
that got to be it.
Yes, I mean, but you know, since we
tie ego.
Yeah, and like you say, with the whole, you know, working out, drinking water, you know, all that kind of fly shit or whatever, man. Just to look good though, you know. You know, look good, take care of yourself, oh, yeah. Man. You know, and like you say, damn, live longer, and you know, and it feels good when somebody tell you.
Yeah,
you know, if you know what I'm saying, not calling about the aging thing, if you're 40 years old and somebody said, oh, you don't look your age, you look about early 30s type situation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Good.
You know, that feel damn good. That means you're taking care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're living right, this, that, and third, whoop-de-woo. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that you know, like you said, fitness. And
what about getting your feet done and stuff like that?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that shit up.
Is that feminine?
You know what? At first, I thought it was. But once I got older and seen, you know, and also, you know, I ain't gonna say the type of people I was hanging around that didn't do it, and I was kind of like a follower type shit and didn't do it because they didn't do it. But I didn't really, you know, I didn't see the benefit in getting your feet done. And, you know, I thought it was some, you know, some feminine stuff too. But now it's like, let me go on in there.
Yeah.
And get my feet done, because I ain't gonna lie to you, y'all. Lord have mercy, my feet is terrible. You hear me?
My feet is
terrible. My feet is terrible, boy.
Athlete,
like,
foot,
man, listen to him, boy.
That jump.
I had a look at him. I could run right through a little bottle of that, that tough acting tenac and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, listen to him, boy. That shit don't work for me, boy.
It don't?
Man, listen to him, boy. I had went to this female, she do the foot, what the shit called? With the detox in the feet, and the, you know,
you put your feet in the water, and then they show you all the chemicals and metals that come out your skin, out the at the bottom pores of your foot. Detox foot.
There you go.
You're detoxing it.
Yeah, I did that. You know, a couple of years ago. You know, I had tapped in water and everything else, and tapped in water, and I went through it just support her and whatnot. So, like I said, that was about. Give or take, about 6 years ago, I did that. You know, and that was the first and the last time I did it. I mean, I meant to keep on going back, but, you know, I just ain't had to book another appointment or whatever. But I really did mean to go back, though. But it worked. I mean, like I said, I can't really say it worked or not.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I only went one time, so I can't really say it worked. But, you know what I'm saying? She got a nice setup, though. She got a real nice setup, though, man. But,
I
really did mean to go back, but, you know, but far as going in, you know, and get your feet done and stuff like that, man, hell yeah. I would definitely go and get that done. I've been meant to go, but like I said, it ain't something I think, okay, this weekend I'm going to go get my feet done type shit. Like, I don't be thinking about no shit like that.
I don't think about it either. I think that's the reason why. And I keep saying I'm going to do it. It's been like some couple years since I actually really. Yeah. I went to a foot doctor because of my bunion.
Yeah, got two of those, Lord.
Boy, listen, that bunion beat, boy, that big toe be throbbing.
Man, listen to him, boy.
I'm glad we kind of talking about this because, for real, I'm kind of glad that I ain't the only person right here with messed up toes.
Man, listen to him, boy. Ain't no telling how many people around this area with some messed up feet, boy. You hear me? Lord have mercy. Because when I tell you my big toe, like leaning so far.
Yeah, it's not like a K.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a K.
Boy, look at him, boy. That thing leaning all the way to the right. You hear me? Lord,
yes,
have mercy on my right foot. But when I tell you, and then you knock that bitch against a damn bitch.
Oh my God.
Now, it ain't got to be a bitch, it's anything.
Yeah.
You damn bump that shit there. Oh my God, boy, look at him. My stomach go to hurting. I didn't want to just fall. Y'all, don't make me about to go there, y'all. Y'all know what's going on.
Boy said, stomach start hurting, drop a little tear.
Lord, boy. And look, you know it ain't going to hurt soon as you hit it now.
Yeah.
That couple seconds later, it's going to come through. Lord have mercy, boy. Lord have mercy. When I say that shit, they hurt so bad, boy. And then my mama keep telling me, son, why you going, you know, you got insurance and this and third. Go get your feet done. I'm like, mom, go on. I'm going, man. And that was about 10 years ago.
Dang. But you know what? When about 10 years ago. I went to a foot doctor this year. And, yeah, they wanted to do surgery on my toe.
I really need that done, though. Not to cut you off, but I do apologize.
But I didn't. I ain't went along with it because that lady said I'm going to be out of work for like 14 weeks or something like that. And I'll be like, I got stuff to do.
I said, basically, you can't afford to stay out that long. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And I feel like it ain't that serious.
See that. Tell me ain't that serious to get your feet. I mean, yeah, that's true because shit, I ain't got mine done either, though. So, you know, that makes sense. But I ain't gonna fake though, my boy. When I tell you that thing be throbbing though.
Hey, so right quick, like, so when you be going to the little shop, you put your feet up, mm-hmm. You know. I ain't even gonna lie now.
Come on,
like I didn't. Listen, when I first went into one of the little shots, man, and got my feet a little done, I ain't realize how ticklish I was.
Boy, look at boy.
No homo. He be like, he move my feet like.
Well, look at him, boy. You better not touch the bottom of my feet. You hear me? Lord have mercy. Hey, it be some sensitive, boy.
Oh, man. That's part of. I figured that part of that self care. that self care. What you talking about? As men, a lot of times mm-hmm. we don't really think about, you know, taking care of ourselves because we always trying to grind it out and trying to hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the main thing, because a lot of times we talk about, like, what we just said, like, resting, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, just tending to our body, going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. That's part of self-care, too, going to the doctor. But the most important thing that a lot of us don't really pay attention to and try to push through mm-hmm. is that mental health, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what we doing to take care of our mental, you know what I'm saying, when you're talking about self-care.
Yeah.
Because if that goes down, you know what I'm saying, like your mind go down, you still trying to steady push mm-hmm. and be like, you know what I'm saying, I'm good. And truth of the matter is, man, you ain't good.
You ain't good the whole time, brother.
And you know what happened to one of our brothers, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, did what he did, you know, took his own life or whatever, man. And I always constantly reflect on that thing, man. I constantly reflect on that thing because he was my neighbor.
Yeah.
And he seemed like he was good. You know what I'm saying? The way when you met him, he seemed like a standard guy. Velt said him and his old lady always used to go to the gym. He used to see him mm-hmm. in the gym together. Like, I'm like, damn, like what transpired in his mind?
You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
And dude, he was, you know, I only met him one time at the event. But dude, he was chill though.
He was
real chilling. And real knowledgeable of the, because I'm in trucking and everything. Yeah. I guess, and he, you know what I'm saying, he gave me some good advice and some good knowledge on some stuff far as, you know what I'm saying, different kind of lanes I can go in for trucking and everything else, man. So I was going to, you know, tap in with him and see how he was moving around and stuff like that, man. But, you know, besides that conversation we had, man, just going off y'all boys, what y'all was saying about him, like, but he was damn sure cool as hell.
Yeah, he was cool as ever, man. But you know, as a man, school, you already know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't really speak on stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? But, like we don't be like, if I ask you like, yo, you how everything, my brother? You like, hey, everything good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then you know, sometimes that's the only thing you can go off on.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true, man.
And so
and especially if you I would say like this, especially if you don't either know or rock with a person like that, all you're gonna do is take it for face value.
Yeah,
you
that's know true too.
Oh yeah, I'm good, man. Okay, boom, I'm gonna get you next time, y'all. But me and you, if you tell me, if I walk up to a chair, you straight, boy. Yeah, I'm good, man. And I look at you for real.
Yeah,
my boy, come on now, come on. Yeah. Come on. That shit ain't cut, boy. What wrong? What going on? Yeah. Nah, I'm good, man. Chair, let's talk, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know you now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I know you now. So I already know when something, you know what I'm saying, something ain't right or whatever. So, you know, like I said, you get, you know, once you know the person, and you know, nah, something ain't right, my boy. Something ain't right, my boy.
But not everybody feel comfortable.
That's
true. You know what I'm saying? Talk, because I've been rocking with you a little for a little minute too. You know what I'm saying? I know when you was going through a few things or whatnot, like I know, you know what I'm saying, you kind of pull back.
Yeah.
And I know, yeah, you know, with you, you need them, you need that time to reflect and think, you know what I'm saying? And I know, I, you know what I'm saying, I hit you here and there, but I know that's how kind of you rock, how you move, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be overcrowded, you know what I'm saying? People be so far in. And then most of the time when you normally, once you normally come out, you know what I'm saying, that's when you'll talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And that goes back to, you know what I'm saying, knowing the person, your core group, people being around. Normally, when people is going through certain things, you know what I'm saying, their loved ones surrounding them, like they kind of see the changes in them, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And so that's the reason why I was like, you know, I'm glad we kind of talking about self-care because, you know, that's all part of it, you know?
Man, you know what, my brother, kind of had a little moment. I almost shed a tear, man. Cause you know, so you my brother. You know, man, you broke it down for me just now. Like, you know, I know how you move. You know, your mannerisms, this and there. You know, like, you know, that was a little moment, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Like you know your boy.
Yeah.
You know your boy.
I know when you off to the cut.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying,
man. Y'all,
you know,
give me a minute, man. Y'all give me a minute, man. That was a good story.
That boy cutting up right now, man. He cutting up.
Y'all give me a minute, man. That was a good stuff, my brother. Man, we had a little boat just now, man. Hey, I appreciate you, my
bit,
brother.
Just a little teen, a little bit.
Because I ain't gonna fake though, man. I ain't gonna fake that. Like my boy, he hit it right on the head, man. No homo. But yeah, that shit. He got me down pat, man. So yeah, cause I was going through some stuff. My brother, he hit me up. Like, nah, I'm good, man. You know, I ain't want to come out. I ain't want to do nothing. This damn thing. Like, nah. Scoop, you need to come on through. Woo. Like, you straight? Need something? Yada yada.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I just down and out, my boy. But you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate our other brothers and everything else, man. Y'all boys came through though, for real though. That's part of that self-care we was talking about, man.
Yeah. I think all of that kind of,
you know,
it all come together though, you know what I'm saying? And I know, okay, I'm gonna bring this up. Like,
come on.
Like, Mom Dukes, you know what I'm saying? She always, okay, like the day, right?
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? People parts like watching sports and stuff like that, right? He gonna have people at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you watch sports and stuff like that. Mostly always be men coming through. But pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Mom don't realize it is, you know what I'm saying, like men need to be, you know what I'm saying? Like we like being around other men, you know what I'm saying? You can show your manliness, you know what I'm saying, towards other men. You ain't gotta be soft or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. And sometimes she don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, why, you know what I'm saying? She see him with the guys and he be smiling and laughing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's all part of it too. You know what I'm saying? What she don't realize and most women don't realize is, like, even during wartime, you know what I'm saying? Men normally be around other men during wartime. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we crack jokes and stuff like that. Even when I was about to go across seas, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we had downtime, and of course you ain't gonna be in the barracks with the other, you know what I'm saying, females. So men always kind of always be around. We joke, we drink, you know what I'm saying? But when it's time to go to war, you know what I mean? We right there with them, you know what I'm saying? And I think it always been like that, like throughout time, you know what I'm saying? Throughout history, men always kind of came together. That's the reason why they came up with the saying in the Bible, iron sharpens iron.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And
come on,
and
brother.
Truthfully, I truthfully believe that's the reason why, when you look at gang members, you know what I'm saying, not to highlight them, but you know what I'm saying, the camaraderie of being around other men, you know what I'm saying, like that. You know what I'm saying? They find a brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? They gain their strength.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And And that's really part of it too, though, because to be honest, mm-hmm. like when I, like if I'm going through anything, or anybody in the group going through anything, it'd be like, yo, yeah. we need to link up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Normally we do like what workout, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And then we maybe do breakfast or, you know what I'm saying, hit a bar or whatever. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, that's how a man not be engaged to what he going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he get, you know what I'm saying, like he figure out how to navigate through that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you know, not to say that you ain't gonna be going through nothing, but I just know it's strength in brotherhood.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of times y'all, you know, being with y'all guys, especially working out,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't probably knew it, but you know, going through some stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I'm saying, after the little workout, mm-hmm. and after we kind of laugh it off and everything, man, it's like that cleared my whole mind.
I got you.
That cleared everything though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie. So,
but my brother, I ain't gonna sit here and fake though. Like you, one of the only guys I know, only one of the people I know that hide their stuff to the freaking T when you going through stuff. You understand me?
Think I be hiding?
I mean, I ain't gonna necessarily say
because I be honest about it.
I ain't gonna necessarily say hiding it, so to speak. But you just, you know, so you can't tell when you're going through stuff because you know what I'm saying, you have your same, you know what I'm saying, you be the same all the time.
Yeah.
So when you're going through shit, you can't really tell when you're really going through stuff for real.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? You keep. Because I tell you all the time, like brother, like you just stay relaxed at all times, brother. And you know, so we talk, we have our little talk and everything else, whatever. But I'm like, dude, like how in the hell you stay so relaxed through all the stuff? Right? I don't get it, but I understand because that's you. You know what I'm saying? Going through the years and you know what I'm saying, knowing you and stuff like that. Like
I don't know
dude,
how
this dude be so freaking relaxed and going through the most stuff. I like, boy, I said, my brother, this is him, boy.
It take a toll out on me. I ain't gonna lie. Some of the dumb stuff I done and
mm-hmm.
and did, yo, like, you know, that was a movie called Click,
mm-hmm.
With Adam Sandler on, and he got a remote control and he fast forward through life,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, until he got that big promotion and whatnot. By the time he looked around, like his daughter was grown and everything else.
Yeah.
When that, you know, them times when I was kind of going through a whole lot, that's what it felt like.
Mm.
Because I couldn't really tell you what was going on around me, though.
Oh, that's tough, boy.
Like, I was just kind of going through life and, like, not realizing, you know what I'm saying, the other things, you know what I'm saying, that connected to me that was changing and was going on, too, because I was just, like, out of. But to everybody else, like you yourself, you know what I'm saying, like, like you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, like, you wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? The little small little details about that. Because there's some things, man, old lady asked me about, and I was like, I don't remember that.
Mm.
But those was during the times we had our most challenging times. Like,
right.
But it's like, I don't know what that is, man. But I be like, I think this came from when I was younger. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I push everything in the back of my damn brain.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And you kind of, I'm gonna be honest, like pushing stuff on all the way to the back,
mm-hmm.
at some point in time, they get cluttered back there. You know what I'm saying? And you're gonna have to clean that shit out. But when it come out,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? It come out in a different way, though. You know what I'm saying? Like a mental breakdown or something like that.
Yeah, that's definitely true, though. That's definitely true, man.
I push everything back there, too. That's the only way and I don't think that's healthy. And that's the reason why I started going to therapy.
Yeah, I don't think that's helping my body.
Yeah, that's the reason why I started going to therapy.
So, you know what? Today's topic really, really, really hit me, man. I ain't lying. Because I done told you, we done had a talk before about therapy.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't too much fool with therapy. Like, I don't really, you know. But nothing against the therapists out there. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. But me personally, when people say, "Oh, I'm going to therapy," I'm like, "What the hell are you going to therapy for?" Like, I never understood people that went to therapy. So can you, like, what you going to therapy for though?
I went to therapy. Reason why I went to therapy is because I had got a new position at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a leadership role And like, okay, dealing with people, that's one of the things that, I mean, I know how to deal with people, but dealing with people at work,
right,
you know what I'm saying, that's something totally different. So I was getting a whole lot of anxiety and stuff like that because I can't tell them what I really want to tell them, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I ain't know how to process them feelings. And that's when a lot of things was, when I was talking earlier about pushing stuff in the back of me,
right,
you know what I'm saying, to get cluttered. That's when all that stuff kind of came up, and then I started having anxiety attacks because I couldn't really, I ain't knew how to process certain feelings and stuff like that. But fought going off in a rage or like telling people off, you know what I'm saying? So so somebody recommended me therapy, then I went to therapy, and that's how I start. But so with that being said, like therapy is mental health is like you going to the same way how you go to the doctor to get checkup and stuff like that, and the doctor tell you what's going on and stuff like that. You know, like with your mind and whatnot, a lot of things kind of happen in your mind and how you process things. You know what I'm saying? And you may not process things the way you should process things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like for instance, shutting down. You know what I'm saying? Like confrontation coming your way and just shut down. That's not a normal way. That's not a normal thing for, you know what I'm saying, anybody to kind of handle situations and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's like going to a therapist, you know what I'm saying? Like it kind of help you process your thoughts, what's going on and stuff like that, and declutter your mind. And then, you know what I'm saying, it just kind of, you know, help you process things from a different, give you a different perspective of how you handle things. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times, you know, like how neurons and all the other stuff that work in our brain, man, sometimes like when you got other things cluttering your mind, like you can't really think clearly. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what I kind of got out of it. I've been going to it for a little minute. I'm still kind of certain areas in my life kind of still breaking down. You know what I'm saying? Like childhood, all this other stuff. What I experienced in childhood, how that kind of play into the way I think in today, you know what I'm saying? How I deal with relationship, my marriage, how I raise my kids and stuff like that. My being nonchalant, you know what I'm saying? A defensive mechanism, you know what I'm saying? A wall that I put up so I won't be, you know what I'm saying? Nobody hurt me. So it's a lot of stuff I kind of learned through some of the things that I do, and then the why I do it, you know what I'm saying? And then when it do come up again, how to process it and how to handle it, you know what I'm saying, from a different place. So that kind of answers your question. I know I kind of went some every way with it, but. And that's the reason why I think it's helpful, you know what I mean?
Look at you just changed my whole perspective of this whole therapist thing. Now I think I need to go to a therapist now.
Yeah, you find a good one you feel comfortable talking with.
I think I need to go to a therapist now, my brother. Because you was very detailed just now with that.
Yeah, well, it helped me out a lot.
I can tell because the way you broke it down just now was immaculate. It was. Yeah, I give it.
Yeah.
It was. And I appreciate you for that. But yeah, for me, y'all, I mean, like I said, I mean, for me, as far as the therapist thing, man, you know, I was like, why am I go to somebody and pay them all this money right here? Why I could just go to my partner right here and talk about the same shit, though. That was my whole thing about it, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never been to a therapist before, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to just check it out, see what's going on, but that was my whole thing, like, you know, either I could just go to one of my brothers or, you know what I'm saying, one of my sisters or whatever. More than likely, probably one of my brothers or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, we ain't licensed. We wouldn't know certain things.
That's,
you know,
true.
What I'm saying?
That's true. But, I mean, it's like, you know.
And it could be biased because we know you, you know what I'm saying? And it could be biased. You know what I'm saying? People that know you, we tend to be biased towards that person.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying we wouldn't be honest. We just be, it'll be a little biased.
You got a point, though. You got a point.
Yeah, so.
You got a point.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, because I know it's a guy in this area right here. Actually, he's from my hometown, and he and he got a mental health. He's a mental health therapist, or whatever. So I think I might go. I think I might go check him out.
Yeah,
I think I might go check him out.
Yeah, you should. You. Since we talking about self care, that's part of it too, my brother.
That's,
you know what I'm saying. So you owe yourself that.
That's true.
And be open to it too. You know what I'm saying. Don't be like. You know what I'm saying? Don't be close in when, you know what I'm saying? Because he, you know, therapist ain't the enemy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, you know, a lot of times, my experience, reason why it took so long because I wasn't open. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, I ain't trying to be honest. The less honest you are, the longer it take for you, you know what I'm saying, to get to the root cause or whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. And sometimes people don't know what it is. But, you know what I'm saying, just be honest and be open, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's some good stuff, my brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, for real, because I ain't never really, you know, thought about going to a therapist for real, but, you know, I might look into it now since you broke it down like that. That was some good stuff, but I appreciate it for real, though. Like you said, like, that's part of that self-care, too.
Yeah, that's part of that self-care, man. We really got to take care of our mental.
Yeah, man, that's definitely real, though, my brother. That's definitely real, man. And, but yeah, man, self-care is a motherfucker.
And speaking of self-care, man, I'm going to go into the beer product.
Okay. Talk to the people, my brother. Talk to the people.
So, y'all know I've been talking about giving beer tips and everything else, man. But I never share the product that I use. This particular product is local. It haven't hit the market yet, but it's soon to hit the market. You know what I'm saying? I've been using it for like 4 years. And this product here, it's really two. He got 2 cents, and I share the name in a little bit. The first cent is called Exclusive. It's a beer oil, and then you got the beer bomb. You know what I'm saying? And the name of the product is Jay Chappelle, Signature Grooming. And my brother, the one you got in your hand right there, that's called Eden, and it's I think that's a tropical scent. Tropical scent. What I like about this product right here is the fact that I've been using it for a little while, like I say, 4 years, and like literally, man, the scent, it got a masculine scent to it, especially the Exclusive, got a masculine scent to it, and all the ingredients in it, you know what I'm saying, for the people who really pay attention to ingredients and stuff like that, is all vegan, you know what I'm saying? So it's vegan stamp. So, you know what I'm saying? No animal product in it. And it got a secret growth serum in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it give your beard that shine. And also, it grows. You know what I'm saying? Promote growth. And I wouldn't be sponsoring this product if, you know what I'm saying, it didn't work.
That's true.
So, and also, it come with his card. So what I want everybody to do is the website, jchappelle.com. Also, he give beer regimens, stuff like that, how to use his product. You know what I'm saying? He got the condition. He got conditioners. He got shampoo, too, as well. So.
And what was the name? What was the name again?
Jay Chappelle.
Okay.
jchappelle.com. You can find him on social media too as well.
How do you spell that, really, brother? If you don't mind me asking.
It's J, and then Chappelle, Chappelle, Signature Grooming, and it's local. And
good stuff, my boy. Good stuff. I can't wait to use mine.
Yeah. Let me know and try it out, man. Like I said, I've been using it for 4 years, and you know what I'm saying? You see how the beard look, man.
Come on, man. I ain't showing out now.
Always on point.
But hold on, I got a question. So how often, like, how many times a day, and you know, so how do I?
I use it every day. The best time and the good thing.
But how many times a day though?
Oh well, you can use it twice. You know what I'm saying? Early in the mornings, like say when you're getting out of the shower or something like that, you put it on early in the mornings, and then late at night.
Okay, got
Gotcha. So two times, yep.
Gotcha. That's some good stuff.
Man. And it ain't gonna clog your pores up on your skin or nothing like that. Some of that product out there, some of it, like, you can use it, it clog your pores up and stuff like that and give you the ingrown bumps that grow on your face. This product ain't gonna do that.
I got you.
Like, I've been doing it for a little minute, so.
Okay. You ain't gonna lie, boy. Boy, got you straightened out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got you straightened out now.
So what's the tip of the, you know what I'm saying?
I was hoping that you had something for the people today, man. What you got?
Well, you know, since we talk about self-care, you know what I'm saying, and it's only right that I encourage everybody out there, man, that listening in and tapping in, that y'all take your mental health serious, you know what I'm saying? And if you're going through anything, you know what I'm saying, and you don't feel comfortable with talking with any loved ones or anything like that because you feel like they might judge you, you know what I'm saying? After the show, if you, I'm going to put in the description, man, a line that you can call personally, you know what I'm saying, that you can talk with somebody. Nobody ain't going to judge you. We all been there, you know what I mean? So basically, I just want to encourage everybody to take your mental health serious. We coming up on some unprecedented times, that basically, man, it taking effect on everybody, you know what I'm saying? With the inflation on food, inflation on everything, man. So a lot of people going through it right now, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I want everybody to take their mental health serious.
Good stuff, my brother. Thank y'all for listening to the Kimi Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This your boy Scoop.
It's your boy Brandon.
And we out.
Peace.
Sir.